Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's April 10, 2010, and this is episode 238. This week I'm releasing my first short movie, Meguro River Sakura, as a podcast episode. And this is really just a brief recording to augment the video and also to let you know how to view the full-size video, as I'm only going to put the small video into the podcast stream, so iTunes will contain only an iPod or iPhone optimized version. I'm also going to give you just a little bit of background on information on the project itself. Before we jump into the main topic, I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy, the internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists. And as usual, I'd like to ask you to tweet the message, thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBailey Photography Podcast on Twitter to show your support. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. This podcast, if you're listening to this in iTunes, was actually preceded by an iPod and an iPhone optimized video, which is of the short movie that I just released. It's pretty small though, so if you're trying to view that on a computer screen, it's not going to look that good. So I wanted to let you know that you can see the full-size video on my blog or on Vimeo. It's high-definition video too, so if you right-click and select full screen, or hit the full screen button that's on the left of the Vimeo logo on the player itself, the video will expand and fill your screen so that you can see it just like you would be watching a normal movie. And turn up the sound too, there's some music in there, and then just sit back and enjoy. The first short movie really started out as practice using my new Manfrotto 519 Pro video fluid head. And I didn't want to just sort of point my camera at any old subject and waft it around to get used to the tension and the use of the head. So I decided to give myself a project. As it's cherry blossom season right now. It was all in full bloom last weekend, so I decided to shoot enough footage to make a short story out of it. I started from a distance where you could see people gathering and looking, photographing something from a bridge. And here I was basically just trying to build up a sense of story so that you wonder what they're looking at. The next scene is just shot a little bit closer. And you can see the traffic on the busy road between me and the people gathering on the bridge. But I still initially don't show what they're actually looking at. And then I pan across to reveal the cherry blossom. The music starts then, I did this all in the editing afterwards. But basically I wanted a beginning, a middle and an end. So I started off sort of visualizing all of this. And then as I walked up there from my home, just down the road from this location, I started to get this footage. Then we have around 6 or 7 minutes of imagery that I shot through the whole afternoon. I ensured that I got wider shots, some long lens shots, some with lots of depth of field, some with very short depth of field. Various ways that you can see the people enjoying the sakura or cherry blossom. And I was very lucky too. People turned up on like jet skis or jet bikes. And in boats, they were really just sort of enjoying the day. There was a group of salarymen or the Japanese businessmen that were having a hanami or cherry blossom viewing party. There was a lady in a kimono that walked by and many other things. I imagine that I wanted to try to capture people sort of leaving. When I originally started this, my project in my mind, the simple storyboard that I put together was basically, this beginning, middle, and then I wanted to capture people leaving and going home as the ending. But as the afternoon progressed, I realized that if I held on for a few more hours, I'd be able to shoot the red lanterns that would illuminate, that they, you know, they line the river with these like plasticky red lanterns, and they'd all get lit up as it got dark. And if I got a few shots of this from various angles, that could become my closing scene. I think I shot like 22 gigabytes of data on during the afternoon. I shot the whole thing with my 1DS Mark IV, and I'll go into a little bit of detail into how I, you know, what I actually did there. As I say, it was a new Manfrotto 519 video head, and that really is something. It gives you the ability to be able to pan around more smoothly. On the actual shooting, it did take a little bit of getting used to, and I was also pulling focus myself without the aid of any additional equipment on the lens. You can get these like cogwheel things that you fit on there, but I was basically doing the focusing manually with the focus ring. One aid that I did have, though, that makes this a lot easier is the Zacuto Z-Finder DSLR optical viewfinder. And that basically fits on the back. It's like a loop that fits on the back of the LCD, on the back of the camera on the LCD screen. And you can see, I think it's like 3x magnification. So you can see the focus a lot better. The next thing obviously is going to be like fitting a larger monitor to the, I think they're called Manhattan monitors. They have some 8.5 or something, 8.9-inch monitors that you can put on the back. I think, you know, if I get more serious, I might look into that. But definitely for the shooting that I did, and also if you're going to be like hand-holding, which is pretty difficult for video, but, if you use the Zacuto Z-Finder, it definitely helps you to focus, as well as keeps any stray light out, because you've got like an eye cup that goes over your eye and everything. Works great. The resulting short movie, you know, it's not Star Wars, But I think it all came together pretty well for what was essentially my first bit of practice with video, other than shooting what I'm calling moving stills, which are 15 to 30 second video clips while I'm shooting stills. You know, composition, everything's the same. I've been shooting these for a while now, since I got the 5D Mark II, basically with the intention of embedding them into still photography slideshows at some point, just to add a little of extra interest. On my Hokkaido workshop this year, though, one of the participants showed me how to pan with a large elastic band around the front of the lens, learning stuff from my participants here. But basically, I realized how much a little bit of movement of the camera can help to improve video footage. And it was because of this that I decided that I really needed to figure out how to fit my camera bodies, cameras and camera lenses, that I have fitted with really right stuff lens plates. I needed to figure out a way of getting those attached to a video head like the Manfrotto 519. And I was hoping, sort of holding off, for some company to come up with a good solution, like a fluid head that has ArcaSwiss standard dovetail plates compatibility. But these are still not available as of April 10, 2010, as far as I'm aware, at least. And there was no information really on how to rig this available on the web either, again, as far as I could find. So I spent a little bit of time figuring out what I needed to use the Manfrotto 519 fluid head with my really right stuff lens plates. And I've got it all figured out. Works great. I can, you know, now shoot without taking lens plates off, and the camera just drops straight onto the fluid head. And I've also figured out a way so that I can put the body on, vertically and horizontally. Well, not vertically. The plates usually run the length. So if you're using a lens like the 70-200, which has got a tripod foot, then the plate is going along the length, you know, forwards, back and forth anyway. So it's easy to do that, but you also need to be able to fit the camera on sideways if you want to use smaller lenses that don't have the tripod foot. So I figured all of that out as well. Basically what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to go into all of the details today because I've got to look up the numbers and all of the parts that I've used. But what I will do, I'll either release another video in the next few days, or maybe in the next week, that shows you how to do that. Or I'll take some photos of the kit and create a blog post and do another podcast release to show you how I did that. But basically, I'm very happy with my setup now, and use all of my lenses and bodies fitted with the Really Right Stuff plates and the new Manfrotto head. So I'm really pleased that that's all come together. Hopefully you can if you want to get into video a little bit as well, then it'll be helpful for you. For now though, do just take a look at the video. It's like I say, it's high definition, and if you full screen that, it's worth a look, and hopefully you'll not feel that it's a total waste of 8.5 minutes of your time. So do go to my blog and check out the full size video when you have 10 minutes. There'll be a link in the show notes for this podcast, but also an easy way to get there, if you can't see the show notes, is just go to the address. It's a bit.ly address, so bit.ly/mbp238. Thanks for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Flickr, Facebook, Vimeo, and Twitter, and of course on my blog, and the photography forum as well. All links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so drop by and check that out. I'll be back next week with another Martin Bailey Photography podcast, but in the meantime, you just have a great week. Whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.